This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I have a very special guest for you today. His name is Matthew Gagne. He's going to be talking about being tenacious in your actions and taking charge of your life. Matthew is a spinal cord injury survivor due to a car accident as a passenger. One of his favorite quotes is, "Fault is in the past, responsibility is in the future." To him, that means taking extreme ownership of your well-being no matter what. He coaches and helps others in their personal development and is also owner of Flock Goods. Welcome to the show, Matthew. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, Mari. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on. You know, your story is such an inspiration. So could you tell us a little bit about the severe trauma that you suffered and how you still found a way to take charge of your life?
Well, I will say that I share my story with the hopes to inspire others to share their story. And with the spinal cord injury, it affected me in many, many ways. I was a professional skydiver, wind tunnel flyer. I was living in the Middle East, and spinal cord injury as a passenger due to a car accident is what completely changed my life trajectory. But for me, it was deciding, you know, when I woke up from surgery, deciding immediately to forgive and to take full ownership of my future. And it was really stubborn determination to not be a victim.
Wow, that's amazing. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what you went through. So you, as soon as you woke up, you decided, I'm not going to be a victim to this. This has happened to me. That's amazing. And what kept you going?
Correct.
It was a long road. This wasn't like, this is a long road to recovery. So what kept you going, Matthew?
And there was, you know, there's been, you know, it's been almost 7 years since my spinal cord injury, and there's been several, I'd say, death and rebirths of my why and my transformation and my own personal development. And initially it was getting back to the sport of skydiving. I wanted to be a competitor. I was actually I was living and working in Dubai 2 years. I was 4 days away from leaving Dubai for good to join a fully sponsored professional skydiving team.
Wow.
And it was, for me, it was wanting to get back to the sport of skydiving. I laid there with the injury after the accident, fully conscious. My first thought, I was worried about never skydiving again. It wasn't even, am I going to be able to walk again? It was, am I ever going to be able to skydive again?
Yeah. Wow. You're thinking it way forward what most people are thinking, which is usually, where will I be able to walk again? So it took a lot of strength, of course, to persevere under such dire circumstances. Where did that strength come from?
I mean, I think, and I'm no expert, I speak for only for myself, but I do believe it's in each and every one of us that we're all fighters. And in my heart, I'm a fighter. And I've made my mind up to not be a victim. And there's a range of emotions. Anger is one of them, anxiety, and just put those emotions and tap into my feral instincts and internalize those feelings and learn. I was forced to learn how to use those emotions as fuel and the situation, the trauma, as a catalyst for growth rather than the latter, which is, like I said, to be a victim. I was, you know, in my heart, I'm a fighter, and I wasn't going to let the actions of another person dictate the course of my life. And regardless of whether or not I had a plan, life said, you know, forget your plan. We have other things in store for you, and I had to adapt and accept and in order to move forward.
Right, right. And so anger had to be part of it because this was done to you. It was not something that you did, you know, that caused this. How did you deal with that?
You know, at the time I thought exactly that it was nothing that I did, but at the end of the day, I got in that vehicle. And that in and of itself, you have to take ownership, and no matter what happens, like, I made the choice to get in that car with that that man. Ultimately, it was on me. Yes, he was the driver. Yes, I was the passenger. But having that mentality was not going to do me any service. But accepting, you know, my situation and figuring out what active steps I could do to help change paths and progress in a positive direction.
Mm-hmm. You know, like you said a moment ago, you chose to get in that car. Having experienced that, as you became to come through this, and now, are you more careful of the choices that you make? Does that make you stop and think about things sometimes?
Oh, most certainly. I mean, and I'm not diagnosed or anything, but I would imagine I probably have some sort of PTSD, especially when in the passenger seat. I do, you know, I am nervous and very cautious on who I'm getting in the car with. I mean, there was no people, you know, think there was no alcohol involved. We're in a Muslim country. And the driver was Muslim and, you know, not a drinker of alcohol. This was just reckless driving with speed, you know, speed kills and just being very cautious. And the irony is I'm a skydiver, so I, you know, take risk.
Right.
But it's a calculated risk. So I think it's just really, you know, woke me up to just, it was an accident, but it was just being cautious of risks. And that's something that I was used to kind of weighing the pros and cons of.
Right. I mean, skydiving is, I mean, when you first reached out to me, I assumed it was a skydiving accident, of course. And then as I read into your story, I'm like, oh, that's so weird. You know, you take this huge risk all the time of skydiving, but you're in a car, which, of course, is one of the most dangerous places to be from what they say. So let me ask you this. What do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to take charge of their life?
I think, and again, I can only speak for myself with what's helped me. But I think a lot of us need a lot of the same things. It's just what flavor do we wrap it in? I call my brand flock. I say we smother it in flock sauce because it's just our way of doing things. But it's however you decide to do it. But it's about taking Jocko Willens says taking extreme ownership. But I think what I termination it's making your mind up and then deciding what kind of life you want to have, because no one's going to do it or give it to you. And, you know, putting things in perspective, I was very fortunate. I've traveled and I've been to foreign countries where they don't have things so readily available and have access. And just, you know, just we're so lucky here in the U.S. and other major countries. That, so it's just making your mind up, deciding what kind of life you want to have, put things in perspective, and then get angry after whatever it is that you want to go after it and go after it with aggression. You never, in my opinion, you can't reach your goals by being passive or fickle. You have to be strong and you have to be feral, like tap into your primal instincts and go after it. Get angry, get aggressive, and go after it. Stop waiting, because it's never going to present itself to you until you're actively reaching for it, and when you're ready, it will unveil itself to you.
Yeah. I love the stubborn determination part, because when you do make up your mind to do something, you know, it's not always a piece of cake or a walk in the park, like they say. There's things that have to be done. There's hurdles. There's setbacks, of course, even with starting a company, right? But if you're determined that this is what you want to do and you let that lead you, that stubborn determination you're talking about, then you can go through all the ups and downs, you know, and everything that may come. Look at what just happened to us. We've had a year of pandemic. No one expected this, but we have to continue to go on with our lives. Very good. Is there anything you wanted to say regarding the pandemic? Because people, you know, we've all gone through a lot, and many are probably to the point where they say, I just give up. I don't know what to do anymore.
I think I do my best to stay informed while simultaneously trying to create my own insulation bubble of things that I can control. And that's what I kind of learned through my rehabilitation just over the years. learning to control what we can control, because life's going to throw curveballs and things are going to happen that are unexpected and we have no power over. And we can waste a lot of energy focusing on the negative. Mm-hmm. And it's not about just being ignorantly positive. It's about being pragmatic, saying, what can I actually do in my own world, in my own life, and start fixing the things around you, your life, you know, your relationships. And I think optimize your own life for wellness and you'll be more well suited to be able to combat anything else that comes our way that's unexpected. That's how I try to live, and you know, my thought process on it.
I like that. I like the insulated part because I do that myself. And I also like the part about that you're not just, you know, happy like some deranged person who's always smiling, but no matter what's going on, there are positive things in our lives. And if we focus on them, then you feel better. You feel happier. But if we focus on all the negative, then we don't feel happier. So I like that you brought that up because some people think that when someone has a positive outlook or is an optimistic, they're just slapping that smile on their face, you know, and it's fake, but it's not. It's authentic. Did you want to talk to that, speak to that for a minute?
I could agree more. You put it very eloquently, and I think that just comes, that's a part of just, you know, fueling your own passions and your ideas and going after it in your own world. And just controlling what you can control is just the way that I have learned to adapt and I guess regulate my mental health, because that's the thing that all of us are, you know, we're all, I think, a bit isolated and attention starved. These conversations actively help me stay, keep my fire lit and keep me passionate. And that's, I say things like, together we're strong as flock, because it's the individual pursuit of self-mastery. Like, we're all doing this on our own, but mm-hmm. we're doing it together. And that's the connection that I hope that I hope lifts people up in these times where, uncertainty, a lot of fear and, you know, isolation. And I think connection, community, movement, are things that everyone needs and will benefit from in their lives.
I agree. Just the sound of those words, connection, community, movement, just the sound of those words soothes me, you know, just to hear that. I like that. Thank you for bringing that up. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Matthew a question, the number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Fear, a powerful tool in law and politics today. Trial lawyers can be found in the trenches, confronting those fears at the forefront of battles for justice, equality, and civil rights. Zachary Blake is one such trial lawyer. If you're passionate about social justice or love political and courtroom intrigue with compelling, powerful plots and characters, you will love the Zachary Blake Betrayal Legal Thriller Series by award-winning author Mark M. Bello. Go to www.markmbello.com and get Betrayed.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Strich is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystrich.com. That's MindyStrich.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
Life isn't always easy. Work-life balance is often a struggle, and we feel we are losing control. When life becomes stressful, our work suffers, our health suffers, or worse. It doesn't have to be like this. Take the first step toward gaining control. Do it today by investing in work-life balance coaching with Christian Reiber at wellnesswithchristian.com. Christian helps you balance your life by placing control back into your hands, giving you time to live the life you deserve. Text Christian today at 716-785-2685 or visit wellnesswithchristian.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Matthew Gagne, talking about being tenacious in your actions and taking charge of your life. So, Matthew, what do you think is the main message you want to bring to the public today?
I have so many things I'd love to convey, but I think to condense them down in just a few words, I think just fuel your passions, fuel your ideas, and you will transform your world. And I mean, discipline plus action over time equals results. You don't have to have all the answers. When you start your journey, the answers will come to you along the way. And if you continually seek knowledge and share knowledge, you grow, and so does the community and your loved ones around you.
Yeah. I love the discipline plus action, because we can have these great ideas and we can have these great thoughts and we can have these great things that we want for our life, but it's not until we do something that anything can happen. You know, I mean, we can sit around and think about things and plan things, but if we never take a step, we can't go forward, you know, in fulfilling our dreams. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? That went for you?
As I mentioned before, there was several death and rebirths throughout this process of rehabilitation, and it really is the lifelong journey. There's no end date. I mean, my injury was July 23rd, 2014, and I've, you know, been working every day since to better my life, and I think that ultimately is just my extreme motivator. And there's different ways that people are motivated. But if you can find something that works for you, double down, triple down, and go after it, whatever you have to do. Just the more you procrastinate, the more you wish, the more it seems unattainable, and you're just wasting time. Life's so finite. When I broke my neck, I still have a cervical cage in my spine. It will never be removed. I'm very fortunate to be able to use my arms and legs, and I had a second chance at life. So I realized how finite, how precious life is, and life shook me hard enough to really wake me up and get me to pay attention. And I think a lot of times as humans, we don't pay attention until life shakes us hard enough to get us to listen. So I just implore people to not wait until shook hard, but rather be proactive and just start today and do it on your terms.
That's great. Very nice. So I know that you started your company, and I'd like for you to talk a little bit about Flock Goods and your inspiration for starting it and what it is that you offer.
So the idea for Flock Goods organically came to fruition just through my recovery process. I was recovering in Dubai. I was not able to do a whole lot. So I sought holistic alternatives, especially because the big thing in Dubai is they are not very big users of pharmaceutical narcotics for pain. I never even received morphine when I was in the hospital or thereafter. I was on, I believe it was called Tremadol, pretty small doses. Even immediately after emergency surgery, they bolted my head back on. And it was just, you know, there's other ways. And there's about being proactive and about following your heart and being in tune with what you actually need. Many of us are out of tune and out of touch because there's so much noise in society. So trying to quiet things down, listen to yourself, what you actually need, and focus on providing yourself that environment to thrive, and you'll be able to do anything.
Wonderful. Very good. I know that you have an offer for the guest in your Flock Good. Do you want to talk about that for a sec?
Yeah. I would love for anyone who's compelled to please, we want you to reach out to us directly. I mean, show us how you flock. Are you active? Do you help your community? Do you work on your personal development, your functional fitness? We want you to reach out to us. Show us how you flock. Tag at Flock Goods or hashtag Flock Goods. And don't be afraid to reach out to us directly. All our social media handles are at Flock Goods, and that's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. And we'd love to hear from you.
Very good. And so it's flockgoods.com, FLOCKGOODS. www.dareToBeAuthentic.com. You'll see it at the bottom of the broadcast today, so you can link from there. And he's got a very special deal for people who listen to the show. And all you have to do is put the promo code Empowered by Flock, and you get 15% off and free shipping. Thank you so much. That's really generous of you. Is there something else, something very special that you'd like to say today as we begin to close out the show that you'd like to say to the listener?
I want people to know that no matter how they get the job done, it's okay. Just get it done. Do it for you first, and there'll be a trickle effect for everyone else in that you touch in your life. Personal development is selfish, but it's the most generous, selfish act that you can possibly participate in. Because when you become a better version of yourself, you give that version of yourself to others around you, and your life will transform around you, and it's right in front of your eyes. Over time, you'll become the best person that you can be, and that becomes your default. That somebody gave me a quote one time that I want to share with the listeners, and
yes,
it helped me stay motivated when it was really difficult to. And it was along, I'm going to butcher it, but it's along the lines of a spaceship leaving the Earth's atmosphere takes an absorbent amount of energy to break through the atmosphere. But once it does and it's in orbit, mm-hmm. well, now it doesn't need all that thrust. It takes a lot less energy and you're coasting. And that's kind of what personal development is like, especially when you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole. It's like, mm-hmm. where do I start? It's so overwhelming. There's so many aspects to, you know, and layers to, you know, whether it's physical fitness or your mental health, nutrition, recovery, your overall lifestyle, taking that, you know, internal audit, if you will, and then making your mind up and get to work.
I like that. I like what you said, that no matter how you get it done. So, because to me that speaks of no judgment. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. We're harder on ourselves than anybody else could possibly be on us. And so many times I remember in my past, if I wasn't doing it perfectly, or if I didn't think I was doing it perfectly enough, I wouldn't do it, or I wouldn't continue it, you know. But when you say no matter how you get it done, I really love that, Matthew. Do you want to talk about that a little bit more? Because I really think that's key.
I think it's just, for me, it was, I don't consider myself an expert in anything. The only thing that I truly became an expert in is body flight, skydiving. I did it. I was, you know, a professional for over 10 years. So, you know, I was able to see it like, you know, every situation, like ones and zeros. But everything else, it's a matter of going for it and falling forward. And when the questions arise, seek the answers and don't be afraid to fail. You're going to fail. I used to tell my students in the wind tunnel, you know, you got to do it wrong so you can learn how to do it right. And it's going to be way harder in the beginning than once it clicks, whether it's whatever it is in your life, you're working on that's difficult. Once you push yourself beyond the point of, hey, I'm not going to give up, eventually it's going to click. Eventually you're going to figure it out, and then it will become easier. And that is going to be like a muscle when you work out. It's going to get mm-hmm. stronger and more solidified, and you're going to be able to do it the next time that much easier with the next thing. And it becomes a way of life, and it just continues, you know, to strengthen. Steel sharpens steel. And I say things like I mentioned before, together we're strong as flock, because, and like I mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, I share my story in the hopes for others to share their story. And it's mm-hmm. it's not about me, it's about all of us and all of our individual pursuits. Doesn't matter where you're at, doesn't matter if you know what you're doing or have all of the answers, you'll figure all that out. When the dust settles, none of that matters. What matters is getting up in the morning and living with intention and going after what you want and what you need in life.
Thank you, Matthew. That's so true. You know, and when you were talking about the muscle, when you work out this muscle that you haven't worked out in a while, it hurts. It hurts for a few days. And I think that's how it is as we begin to grow. You know, there is pain. There is pain that comes with that. But it doesn't hurt forever. Just like when you go to the gym and you didn't work out and that muscle hurts for a few days, then it feels better and it doesn't hurt anymore. So thank you for bringing that forward. Really nice. Anything you'd like to say about authenticity, since this is called Dare to Be Authentic?
I think just being true to yourself. For me, people don't realize, and I've said this before, that just speaking publicly, when I first started on, when I founded Flockas in 2018, I was so nervous to speak publicly. I was almost more nervous to speak publicly than I was to go skydiving for the first time. People laugh at me. It's crazy. And it really is. And I think that was just a limiting fear that I had in my own mind, that people would be judgmental because maybe I'm not enough. Maybe I wasn't smart enough. Maybe I'm not articulate enough or knowledgeable enough. But I don't claim to have all of the answers or be the knower of all things. I'm actively seeking knowledge from people who know more than myself. And I think you can learn something from everyone that you interact with, even if it's just something about yourself. So that's kind of the mentality that I bring to every conversation, every interaction that I have, in the hopes that you know, I can gain value from it and provide value. So I think that's, you know, one hand washes the other, and making sure that you're just putting positive energy out into the world. There's, you know, I think as a whole, people are full of love rather than hate, and that's just the vibe. That's just the energy that I want to put out into the world, because that's how I want to live my life. It's not worth being angry or upset. Just being content, being fulfilled, and finding purpose. There's certain things that, you know, will help the journey, and you know, it's a continual learning process.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the part about there's more people putting out love than hate. That is so true. So absolutely true. We just don't hear about them. You know, they don't make the headlines in the news or in the papers or on Facebook. And as we continue to do that, you know, the part about learning something from each person that you meet, so true, to be teachable, to be open, to be teachable and learning new things. But we have to be aware. We have to be in the moment. We have to pay attention to those others, right? Because if we're just too busy with our own selves, we can't even have that lesson. We totally missed it. You know, it just went by us and nothing happened. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything you'd like to, any last word you have as we close?
Thank you. Just thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to share. And I hope others will feel comfortable and inclined to share. Don't hesitate to reach out, because if you contact Flock Goods, you'll be contacting me directly, and I would be thrilled to connect and share together, flock together.
Yeah, love that. Love that, flock together. Well, thank you so much, Matthew. It's been nothing but a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for listening in, and this is a live broadcast, but there will be a replay of it available right after, so please pass on this message. Matthew has given us so much good encouragement today, and thank you for listening in, and catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.